Hello.
Hiya. Yeah, this should be better.
Yeah, no, that's a bit clearer. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, I guess. Other than usual
shit.
Shit.
Same shit, different day sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah, bank accounts, actually, it's more straightforward than you think. The new legislation came in a few months ago about payments to entities not actually being the entity that's doing the invoicing.
Yeah.
So it's been on the radar, but it just kind of it wasn't addressed amongst a myriad of other things that should have been addressed. But what I think you were copied in on the emails, basically. I don't know whether you've had a chance to read them. Basically, what's happening is we're needing to invoice under Jet Group services as opposed to Jet Group, and that should make everything okay. Basically, banks are now covering their arses about handling funds that are being invoiced by one entity and being paid to another entity direct, if you know what I mean, without passing through the invoicing entity. So where we stand with regards to how the system works, because we don't want to change users again to paying another bank, it's just easier just to change the name on the invoice to Jet Group Services.
Okay.
So I think that an email was sent to everyone saying, is everyone okay with this? I don't think you replied, Albie, Aubrey, and I replied saying, yeah, needs must, because that's the only way that we'll get it lifted quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I think there is an issue that obviously the contracts are technically Jet Group, but...
appreciate there were other things in the background that we'd need to have a chat about.
But that's for a later day, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, mate. And there's so much going on at the moment that I'm trying to play catch-up, like, at 10 to the dozen, because I've kind of been... landed in it a little bit with regards to my responsibilities and my other stuff, which isn't a problem. I can deal, but if you can bear with me a bit on that, that would be great, mate. And then we can hopefully, what I want to try and do is try and get a meeting down in London maybe next week sometime, if it's possible. I don't know what your whereabouts are. Only in so much as I would like to get it from people's faces where everyone stands on everything.
Yeah.
And then therefore I'm not having he said that through them sort of conversations with people. I know what's going on, and then we can make some decisions about what's happening going forward and what everyone wants to do, because at the moment, mate, this just is not fucking working for anyone.
No, I mean, I've been brutally honest to George last year about this, and I think I mentioned this about a month or so after the big fallout in June. And I was very brutal to George. And actually, I think I even said it before the fallout back in May. And I said to George, either come down, and I know he keeps saying he's ill, he's ill or whatever, but effectively it does need, as you say, people to meet face to face.
Needs a presence, mate. There's no presence or leadership in the group. And I'm not saying you're not good at what you do and Aubrey isn't good at what he does. But if people keep hearing things, decisions being made from afar, it sends the wrong messages to people. You know, people need to be able to see and touch people who are in charge, or I think there is an issue,
and I, again, this is something I've raised to George, because he'll talk to Aubrey, he'll talk to me and whatever. And yes, we had this LSC or whatever for a little bit, but I he'll go around and say, oh, people are saying things in back door corridors, etc., etc., but he will he's the worst for not engaging.
He doesn't
help.
He doesn't help.
Again,
what I mean, that's the problem. So we just need to sort it.
And again, I mean, this also goes back to the Mehul thing, which I don't really want to mediate for either George or Mehul, to be honest, given it didn't do any favours for me. And I've made it very clear to George, I'm not going to bid for him or Mehul, but I'll be rather frank about it, is, you know, I know that Aubrey last year said, you know, surely mediation is one way through this. And to be honest, you know...
Mehul rang me. I spoke to Mehul beginning of last week.
Yeah.
He rang me. I didn't ring him. And basically, pretty much like, what's going on, mate? You've stolen this, you've stolen that. You know, because he's upset, and I understand him being upset. So I said, listen, I'm not going to argue with you over the phone, mate. I appreciate this needs to be sorted out. I haven't stolen anything off you. And we haven't stolen anything off you, but I understand why you think that, because we are where we are and nothing's changed. And I get that, but this is going to get sorted out. But the problem I've got is I've got to sort try and sort the company out a little bit first before I can address the metal situation. Do you know what I mean? I can't do everything in one go because it's just too much happening at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think there needs to be a roadmap laid out very clearly, because I think what we've got is, and this is a typical George thing here, George doesn't close off things. He lets things drag on because he's not too sure what to do.
Without boxing things.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to do with something, so he lets it run on, thinking that it gives him options.
He does keep all his options open.
But the problem is it creates too many options, and then he doesn't know what to do, or it causes conflict.
It annoys people, basically,
I don't know whether it's annoyance. I mean, people can tolerate a certain amount of things dragging on, but it creates conflict in the sense that we're now in a situation where, realistically, I feel that accounts need to be filed before anything else, and then there's the metal thing, and then there's everybody else's shares. And I've been very clear to George about this order of actioning, you know.
Well, George, in my head now, for me to become involved and start doing things, everything that I've heard George tell me, I need to prove to myself that it's correct. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and the primary thing on that is the accounts.
Yeah.
I am working with Albie at the moment to bottom out everything in those accounts, because I don't want to put my name on something and find out there's a problem. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, with the accounts, this is, I don't want to say, yeah, these are all fine, it's all good, let's move on, unless I know categorically that they're bang on right.
Yeah.
Now, even if it's unhappy reading, at least I know it's the correct unhappy reading. Do you know what I mean? So,
yes.
So it's not that I don't trust George. Of course I trust him. But he is not in a good place, and he can make mistakes. And I don't want to be putting my name to something that's got mistakes in it.
Yeah.
Because that'll just look like I'm being dodgy when I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are we, I think the company needs to do this anyway, but it's pretty much a given in my head. I'm going to get these accounts, because the accounts are with Albie now.
Yeah.
Ran accounts are being done at the moment. They should be done any day now, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah.
That should be okay, because there's not much to do with them particularly.
Well, not
more
much has happened, has it, really?
Yeah, exactly. That's more just the lateness of them, because the bank accounts weren't given to Albie in time, and he's had to basically do them now because the accounts were closed, that sort of thing. I'm just getting through that with Albie now. I don't know how long that will take. Albie seems to think it can go quite quickly, because I've been sent a copy of things. I've got a bundle of stuff I've got to work my way through, which I am working on in the evenings. I'm hoping to get through that by the weekend. Albie's then going to go over all the permissions and everything and all the invoicing, check everything adds up, everything's correct. And then I will feel comfortable, hopefully maybe coming down to London end of next week, and we can all have a sit down.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess
I don't know what your work. How do you work though? I know you spent some time in London, but I don't know how much. That's my other question, actually. By the way,
I've gone up and down, on and off. I've not been actually down there for a couple of weeks now, because I need to sort my sort of housing situation out. But every once in a while, I do need to go down, because I know Ruth needs me to sign stuff for various things, etc.
Yeah,
so I do make an appearance, and certainly towards the end of last year, I was down quite a bit, on and off.
This isn't me checking up on you, by
the way.
No,
I can be down whenever, to be honest.
Yeah, so you're pretty flexible then.
Within reason. Yeah, just as long as I'm given a certain amount of notice. Now, if you turn around and say, oh, like, you need to be down tomorrow, which is almost like...
No, I don't do that. I would usually give you about a week's notice.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you've said it means that I obviously will try and keep
it on your radar.
Yeah. And to be honest, it was a plan to be down at some point next week, given I've not been down for a while.
Well, what I'll do is I need to speak to Albie, and a bit will depend how we get on this week with that. But I can't see the end of next week being an unfeasible date. Quite apart from anything else, we can't keep kind of putting date dates far ahead. We've got to kind of move things forward. So I'd rather stick a date in that's a bit hard to meet and just make sure we meet it than putting it back.
Or at least put in, you know, tentatively, it's going to be between these 3 days, and at least we meet one of the days.
So we know it's definitely going to happen, and people are something to see happening in the diary and something to work to.
Now, I guess the thing I'm concerned about between now and then is, realistically, if the bank accounts are locked, we are assuming that Metrobank will unlock them on the basis that these invoices, etc.
If they I've spoken to them, I've got a plan B.
Yeah, because this is a key thing, I guess.
Yeah. So I've got a plan B, which will enable payroll to happen. If the accounts are frozen. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, that involves working, it involves me putting a shitload of money into Albie so he can pay on everyone's behalf, basically.
Okay.
Because there's no point in putting money into frozen accounts, so I'd have to run it through Albie's firm, and he would have to pay from his firm. We need to set up a contract for that, but Albie's getting all that ready.
Okay.
Such that there is an option to get that all sorted out if the accounts, for whatever reasons, are not unfrozen in time.
I just think the key thing that concerns me here is, it is, okay, it's slightly different reasoning from Worldpay, but it is a very similar thing in the sense that
it should have been something that should have been addressed and headed off sooner than now. Yes, I agree. So,
and I think there is another issue that Metrobank gave us no warning about this, and
I've had that discussion with Aubrey this morning. In respect of why this has happened, it shouldn't have happened in the way it has happened. We've got a relationship manager at this bank. We should not have our accounts frozen 3 days before fucking payroll without being told about it.
Yeah.
We only found out by accident. Do you know what I mean? When the accountants were trying to do stuff.
Because I said to Aubrey last week, I think it was the very end of last week, there was a direct debit for the insurance that bounced. And I said, this is weird because there is money in the account. It's only 100 quid. Why is it bouncing? Yeah. And then obviously Albie's stuff bounced. And then that's when it became more apparent.
Well, I mean, I found out on Monday, I think it was, whether it was end of Friday or Monday, that it was an issue.
Yeah.
On Monday, I think it was, when Albie rang me and said, we've just tried to do something that unlocked out. So I tried to do it at my end, and I could get in and see everything, but I couldn't do anything.
You log in, though, it doesn't say anything about it.
It doesn't say. It's only when you try and raise a payment or something like that.
At least with PayPal, they give you the courtesy of telling you you can't get your money.
Your money's there, look at it, you can't get it.
But I think PayPal, to be honest, it happens so often with PayPal. I think it's become quite part of the process.
They're quite good at lifting it, good setup to get it sorted.
I guess and the other thing that's also on my mind is, obviously we need accounts done. It's literally going to be another year gone, and we need accounts done for 2018.
I think the 2018 have been done as well. Everything's ready. There's not going to be, when I say we're waiting on these, I know I saw your email saying it's not going to take another 11 months for another load of accounts to be done. No, everything's pretty much been done concurrently, more or less. So that's on the agenda with Albie as well. So we should be in a pretty good position with regards to those accounts too. Because the whole point was, there's no point doing one set, and then we've got to have meetings with HMRC and everything. Isn't just about getting the accounts in and everything goes away. This is, because you'll be well aware there's no VAT being paid. Now, I'm not so worried about the tax implications because at the moment the numbers aren't looking great anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? We've got enough losses here and there not to worry too much about that. But we are a very VAT light company on cost. Our cost base is all no VAT.
Yeah.
So we haven't got a huge amount to offset the VAT on. Do you know what I mean? So
no,
I think our monthly, if I over egg things, just tell me I understand and I won't lecture you about it. Just so
I'm aware of what you're saying, basically. There's not much expenses that have VAT claimable on them.
Yeah, so VAT, we're always going to get hit for disproportionately more VAT than our turnover would suggest.
Yeah.
Because we're a service-based company, we rely on people and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think our monthly VAT in the normal world works out at about between 10 and 15 grand.
Yeah.
More or less. So, you know, we've got to have a there's going to be a big VAT sit down and chat. So I'm kind of trying to work out a plan for that too at the same time. But I'm leaving that in the background till we can sort out just the day-to-day business, because there's no point. If we haven't got any day-to-day business,
yeah,
the kind of VAT things becomes a little bit moot. I mean, I appreciate, I know your concern, and I'm listening, when you send get letters, it's fucking shit, mate. I get all that. And I know when you're frustrated because you haven't got the control, you know, it's not in your hands. George is delaying and whatever. Yeah. And you're the one getting the bloody letters. So it's just like, fucking hell, what's going on? Listen, mate, I totally get it. But I've got to try and, you know, if you can just work with me on this and we can see what we can get done in the next few weeks. And that's going to be brilliant. And
so I mean,
we can kind of pull through it. And,
I mean, my concern, I guess, is, you know, my understanding is, you know, last year the accountant said the accounts were ready, but then they didn't get filed. And then, you know, one of the things that became very apparent is back in end of August when I fell out with George and I said, you've authorised this and you haven't really gone to protocol. And then he raised the payment for PJ Marks that effectively proved that they did the accounts. And then obviously those accounts have not been filed. I've not seen them. No one's seen them other than, I don't know even if you've seen them, to be honest.
Well, I saw a draft version of something about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I'm not an accountant, I'll be honest, mate. So although I can sit down and try and work my way through it, I just said to Albie, listen, I need to understand this better, mate, so you need to give me some time and then we need to go through it together, and he's fine with that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm in the process of doing now, just to make sure everything is sound.
Yeah.
But I understand where you're coming from with regards to why the fuck is it taking this long to do accounts on a pretty straightforward company.
I think that my concern is that it was very obvious when Albie said last year, you know, we're going to need to keep some money aside to pay that. George had his gamble with LiveSquawk and then it never got fully pulled out. And I think it's really gone downhill from then, because George has ultimately taken that decision and then that money that would have been able to pay the tax bill has disappeared. And now my understanding is he's now umming and ahhing over it. And Neil turned around and was very clear about it, just sort of said, well, you know, you need to get the accounts in at some point. There is a liability due to HMRC. You end up just going on a payment plan. And I don't see that being any different now, I guess. I mean, is this what you're seeing?
There is no difference now. The only difference now is, whenever, you know, as part of the payment plan procedure, in my head anyway, is it's got to make sense. So the company's got to be viable.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the payment plan's not worth the paper it's written on. You know, and the government will look at the viability of the company. So we've got to sort the company out before we can put a cogent argument to the Batman or HMRC or whoever it is. And so if we can't get this company sorted out between us guys, then there's no point wasting anyone's time. I'm being very blunt with you because I need to be, because
there's no more time. No,
and
I'm not wanting to hear in the way.
It's not been like that. Yeah, it's just really this. I haven't got the time to wishy-washy waste about with this. I need to know exactly what's happening and who's prepared to do what with me or not with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to waste anyone's time any more than I have to on this, and I certainly don't want to waste my own. So, I just want to be straight with you, and then you can be straight with me, and then hopefully we can kind of all be on the same page with everything.
Yeah, yeah, because I think my problem is, previously, when I have spoken to George about it, he does beat about the bush a little bit about it. He says, I'm doing it, and it's quite clear he's not, or for whatever reason, he's distracted.
It's not getting done.
And there's no conversation of payment plan or any admittance that some tough decisions need to be made. It's a very different conversation. At least if this is the case, if you're picking stuff up, then it changes the the game a little bit.
Well, it's not because I love to pick stuff up. I don't. And if I didn't have to, I'd be quite happy not doing this. But if I don't pick it up, nothing's going to happen, and everyone's going to be ending up holding a big pile of crap that they're all having to explain to the government about. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's just no one wants to go down that road, you know. So even if what we discuss and find out, even if it's negative, at least we're dealing with it and it's getting sorted. And people can move on with their lives or move on with the company, whichever way it pans out. You know?
I think some clarity and knowledge of where we're going rather than just being aimless, as you say, is the important thing.
And a willingness to want to go there as well. Yeah. You know, people have to want to do it, and people might just be sick to the back teeth of everything. You know, I've got it on the side note, and just so you're aware of this, I've got, you know, we did discussing bonuses with Linton and everyone, Adam.
Everyone, I mean, you know, that's next week, isn't it?
And I'm trying to sort that out, and you know, that's being held up for whatever reason. And I know that bonuses really, you know, it's a difficult thing to talk about when the company's in so much strife. But then again, you don't want to lose your assets either, you know, so it is a difficult thing.
I think that there's a longer thing is, you know, once this, if we're going down this route and we're having to do a deep cleanse, if you want to call it that as a buzzword. And eventually, I think, you know, I don't know where you see this going, but ultimately, you know, Avila and Williams are obviously directors at the moment. I mean, is this going to ultimately lead to a sort of a change there where people effectively
absolutely. I think that the whole part of the process when I would say if I'm doing what I'm doing, at the very least I would need to be a director, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think that would be sensible. But I'm not going to become a director of something till I know everything's been done properly historically. What's the point, you know? Mm-hmm. So that, and by properly, I'm mainly concerned about the accounts. And if I can get the accounts squared in my head, then I'm fully happy to become a director and do that if that's what's required to get this thing moving forward. Because I just need it to be over one way or the other. I need it to be either working well and everyone's happy, or we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Because this bit in between where no one's happy and we're still doing it, it's just pointless. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
agreed.
Like Brexit, mate. Shit.
I have often thought about it in the same light as Brexit.
I know.
To be honest, the time frame has been the same.
Exactly. The disaster with Brexit is just so very similar. It's like,
The time frames have also been very much aligned, to be honest.
They have, haven't they? For the last 3 years, pretty much. It's like ridiculous.
So anyway, we are where we are, and we have to move forward.
No, well, it's really, listen, I thought I'd give you a ring, because I just thought, you know, I haven't spoken to you in a while, and with everything that's happening, it's better to chat face, but at least on the phone, if not face-to-face, you know, than sending messages and stuff. So,
what's happening with George? Because, I mean, he seems to be, you know...
I am worried about him, purely nothing to do with the business. He's literally really not very good at all. I know he said he spoke to you beginning of last week sometime, didn't he? Or beginning of this week, was it? Or last week, I can't remember.
I get the impression that some of this, you know... Obviously, I don't see George like you do, but ultimately, I think some of this could have been avoided in the sense that George has put himself into a mental state that's not healthy, but it's partly because things have been allowed to go down a path that, and he hasn't been proactive back then, and now
it's
spiraled. Hopefully, this is the turning point where.
Well, that's what I mean. If nothing else, mate, hopefully it will give George the ability just to go away and sort himself out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
all I think, you know, regardless of anything else, that would be the main positive for me that would come out of it, if he can go away and just get himself in a better place, you know.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just got like, it's not going to get any better, let's put it that way. I think,
the key
thing where I had concern and why I reached out is kind of things, is previously George has always taken, has always been the one who sort of said, you know, the accounts need to be dealt with, and obviously him being the accountant, he's taken it on, and,
yeah.
You know, when all of this stuff has happened now with Worldpay and now this week with Metro Bank, and you've been sort of thrown in the deep end, you know, what I'm concerned about is you've been thrown into it, and then you know, in the past, you've always been of the position of basically you end up relaying stuff back to George, and he makes that decision. And obviously, if George is ill, you know, and he can't make those decisions, what is happening? And at least, you know, it sounds like at least something's happening independent of that.
To get you on side, mm-hmm. I don't mean on side, but mm-hmm. you involved in. Yeah. The process going forward, because you're a key element in this whole thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that you understand what's going on and you have input in what happens going forward, because mm-hmm. otherwise it isn't going to work me just sitting here trying to make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to get the key players involved,
yeah.
You know? So unless everyone's involved and on the same page and moving in the same direction, there's no point in me even trying. It's not going to, I'll just say to yours, no, there's no point, mate.
You
know? And my relaying to George historically has been more just trying to keep everyone talking.
Yeah.
Now it's more, this is what needs to happen. And if you won't let me do it this way, then I can't help you.
No, and this is fundamentally what I'm trying to gauge, obviously.
Because you don't want to get involved in something whereby it's just the same old, as far as you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, and I understand that, mate. And I don't want that. I don't want to sit and try and do my work, and then because George hasn't got back to me, have someone sending me a snotty email because I promised them this and it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's because I've got my life's too short. I'll be honest. I've got enough other stuff going on not to want to have to put this amount of pressure on myself. You know.
But
valid question. Understand why you asked it, but no, I'm not going to get involved in this just to be a mouthpiece.
No. I mean, it's no good for you. It's no good for anyone. It fundamentally has to change.
It's not good for my sanity, mate.
Yeah.
It's not good for my sanity. And apart from anything else, I know it won't work. You know,
let's
be honest. George is not well enough. If George is fully 100% and everyone just hated him,
mm-hmm.
that might work, because at least he'd be making quick, competent decisions. And mm-hmm. Whether people like them or not, they'd be being made. But he's not. He's not making the decisions now.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's got to do it. So there's no point in me being the mouthpiece, because there isn't any mouthpiece to be. Do you know what I mean? Because the decisions just aren't there. So that's why I need everyone around the table on this.
Yeah. I mean, is anything happening also, I guess, in the Rembia front, given, again, this is another sort of, you know, talking of things that have dragged on and whatever.
The only thing I'm concerned about with Rembia, well, not the only thing, I don't know what's going on with regards to his side attack on the Chungs.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything new apart from the fact that Anthony wanted to pay him.
Yeah.
Then I was told that Sonia had declared herself bankrupt at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what relevance that has, if any. So I don't know whether Anthony paid her in the end or not, because mm-hmm. when he tried to, we found that out, and she asked him to pay. He was asked to pay the money to Ramit's mum, which is all a bit weird, you know, because you shouldn't have to do that. So I don't know what's going on with that. I haven't had any contact with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you might know more. I don't know whether you speak to them or not, but that's pretty much where my knowledge ends on that front.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest, I can't really see. I know everyone's really worried about Ramit delving into the depths and clawing this back and that back and trying to go at us this way and that way. But, you know, listen, let's face stuff when it's in front of us, not when it's not.
I guess the concern with Rambu is, okay, he might not be an immediate threat, but he's clearly not going away.
It caused
a lot of worry for the Chungs. Again, I don't really know exactly what the end result is. But, you know, and I know on and off, you know, it's caused a massive concern for Matt as well as Anthony. And I know, you know, if Rambu isn't going to stop at Matt and Anthony, then he's going to go for other people as well. You know, whether it's George, whether it's, you know, he's obviously in the past sent messages to Linton, myself, whatever. And, it, it needs to be nipped in the bud. That's
well, know. I mean, yeah, I mean, everyone was of the opinion that the criminal might be a way of nipping it in the bud per mm-hmm. se. I don't know whether that's the case. If I'm honest, I'm kind of in my head, the jury's out for me on that. If I thought it would completely fix everything, then yes, it might be an option. It hasn't been at the forefront of my thinking of late, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's still a viable option in the sense it's still open and most of the groundwork's been done. But obviously with the infighting that's gone on with everyone, mm-hmm. it's not something that can be done unless everyone's on the same page, you mm-hmm. know, like, you know, with the shareholdings and all that sort of stuff, you know. So, yes, I am aware of it, but I think we need to sort the company out first, yeah. the money's out for second, the shareholdings out third, and then we can make some decisions. I think as part of that process, people need to start thinking about what they want from this whole thing and whether those outcomes are aligned with everyone, and then we make a decision. And I know that sounds a bit group decision-y, and sometimes it's better to have a leader just making one decision. But I can't, you know, we're so disparate at the moment. We're so spread mm-hmm. apart on what's happened that I don't think it'll work if someone just comes in and tells everyone what to do.
No, I do agree with you. I think the Ranveer thing ultimately is where it will fall back on is Mehul has no need to get involved in a fight with Ranveer. Ranveer hasn't gone after Mehul, and ultimately, I guess...
Ranveer won't go after Mehul.
Ranveer has no hold over Mehul, it's long and short of it. So why would Mehul, even if, you know, and this aside from the dispute between Mehul and George, you know, why would Mehul now want to put that to, you know, put his dad's name to that and take on that liability?
Listen, I don't think Mehul's really wanted to do that all along.
No, he hasn't, but I think he's more adverse.
He's a very risk-averse person, and he won't put himself in a position that he feels might expose himself, mm-hmm. even if it is to save his dad's investment. He won't do that mm-hmm. because he knows his ability to earn and do things in the UK is more important than trying to save a 20 or 30 grand 10-year-old investment.
Yeah.
And I'm not being, and that's just me being blunt about tonight, and I'd say the same to Mehul. And I think he's probably right. Do you know?
No, I agree. And this is why I say what I'm saying. But, you know, and this is again, it's a decision, you know, because George has always had this umming and ahhing where he says, well, if I get, you know, if it comes to it, I'll go after Ranveer myself. And
he won't.
This is the thing. He keeps sparring this or throwing the peacock feathers up to say this, and it looks like it's not going to happen. There's no point saying it if you're not going to enact it, kind of thing.
No. I don't think he will. I mean, I say he won't, I don't know, but I don't think he would. Mm-hmm. I certainly not by himself, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Okay, well, listen, let me... I've got a shoot, maybe, if I want to start. I've got some loads of stuff on today, so... what I want to say is what I'll try and do is I'll try and set something up for end of next week. I'll maybe with some emails out later this week once I've spoken to Albie and got a bit more of a handle on time frame with him.
Yeah, okay.
Is this the best number to get you on going forward?
Yeah, my other one I basically don't use, to be honest.
Okay, no worries, mate. Okay, well, what I'll do is I don't think I've even got this saved, so I've got it on WhatsApp but not on my main phone. I'll save it now and then...
Yeah.
I do prefer speaking than emailing all the time. So if what's the best time? Are you more an evening person, aren't you, than anything else?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll email you anyway, but I'd like to touch base on the phone when, you know, things are kind of important, if that's okay. So as long as you don't mind me calling you and about this, that'll be fine.
All right, cool. Okay, then.
Okay, Jace. No worries. Well, thanks a lot for the chat. And I'll see if we can kind of get quite a bit of stuff move forward from what we've discussed and then hopefully get the shit tip sorted out.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, then. Thank you. Cheers, bye-bye.